what budget cuts at the Environmental Protection Agency could mean for people who bear the brunt of pollution. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The EPA's Environmental Justice Office is meant to defend communities that face a disproportionate share of the effects of pollution. But that office's funding could be cut entirely in the 2018 budget. Julie Grant reports.
When President Trump's proposed budget cut funding for environmental justice work at the EPA, Mustafa Ali took a stand. 24 years after helping create and lead the EPA's Environmental Justice Office, he resigned in March in protest.
I needed to stand up and say that the choices and the proposed choices that were being made, that they would not be beneficial to the communities that I've dedicated my life to.
That's Ali talking with Vice magazine. Others in his line of work are also concerned about what's to come.
It would be a shame to get rid of the one office that is in touch with people, that understands what the potential burdens are of our bad environmental decisions.
That's Lisa Garcia of the nonprofit law organization Earth Justice. During the Obama administration, Garcia was senior advisor to the administrator for environmental justice at the US EPA.
There's not any other office that is dedicated to making sure that the agency is reaching out to communities of color, to low-income communities, to indigenous populations other than the tribal office. So it's just a huge loss in that sense that you would lose communication with so many communities who you're supposed to represent because they can't get on their private jets or go to D.C. every time you have a meeting on oil or coal or climate.
The EPA has been criticized for not doing enough about environmental discrimination against low-income and minority communities. Of 300 claims of environmental discrimination since 1993, the agency made a preliminary finding of injustice in only one case. But Garcia says this discounts the successes of the Environmental Justice Office. She says it changed the view of nearly everyone at the EPA in more subtle ways.
If you were a rule writer, you weren't in the Office of Environmental Justice, but you had to look at certain impacts to people, to low-income communities and communities of color. If you were in the Office of Water, you had to begin to look at these impacts. And so while we were there, we developed a mapping tool called EJ Screen so that everyone could begin to actually see the data of air and water and traffic, and also the demographic information of an area.
Garcia says it's a slow process for the few people in the Environmental Justice Office to change what she calls the DNA of the thousands of people throughout the agency to consider income, race, and other community factors when making decisions. Now, she says, with the expected budget cuts to environmental justice at EPA, it will take outside groups like hers to keep moving this agenda forward. The EPA did not respond to our request for an interview. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
Julie spoke with Lisa Garcia by Skype. This is the Environment Report. If you're in the UP this summer, you can give back to Lake Superior. There's a new project called the Lake Superior Volunteer Corps. Emily Goodman is with the Superior Watershed Partnership. She says they're looking for volunteers every Friday to help with restoration work along the lakeshore.
For example, at Pictured Rocks, tourism has nearly tripled in the last couple of years. With this increased nature tourism comes more litter, more erosion. Sensitive dunes and vegetation are trampled.
So the Volunteer Corps will be working to restore dunes and wetlands, build trails, and plant trees. Goodman says they'll add a volunteer program for Lakes Michigan and Huron later this summer. You can find out more at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.